This time of year, we start to feel a longing for light. While we're pulling out the heavier coats, some feel an inner darkness arising. Commentator Bruce Watson says there's an ancient reason for that.
Here in October, we all begin to hunker down for winter. The first snow may be far off. Indian summer had us in July garb, but forebodings are found in lengthening shadows. Each succeeding day, later sunrises and earlier sunsets stir primitive fears of dark winters long before our age of light. The ages of bronze and iron are long gone. The age of oil is waning. Ours is truly the age of light. Light has become our most versatile tool, reading barcodes, playing DVDs, measuring, copying, healing. Most of us carry light in our pockets, that flashlight app on our smartphones. Light beamed through fiber optic cables carries the messages that girdle the planet. Thus, we have made light as common as breath, as precise as a laptop. But there was a time when light waged a heroic battle with darkness. It was a time when night skies were not bleached by urban glare, when candles were not romantic novelties, when light was the source of all warmth and safety. It is that time, the millennia between the dawn of creation and the emergence of Edison, that stirs in us this time of year. Deep within us lie ancestral fears of black midnights and pallid noons. You need only wake at 3 a.m. to feel the primal terror. Streetlights do not become common until the 1700s, even later in rural areas. Dusk in the days before brought the shutting in, the hour when walled cities closed their gates and everyone hurried home. Down bleak cobblestone streets, thieves and murderers roamed. The night has fallen, one monk lamented, covering the world with horrid darkness. In these unlit ages, dawn brought celebration. The Hindu Upanishads speak of sunrise bringing shouts and hurrahs. The Apostle Paul assured us, "We are not of the night, nor of darkness. We are children of light." So when, as October darkens into November, you feel a longing for light, you are not alone. Child of light, you are simply bearing the torch lit by your ancestors. You must carry that torch into December, when the solstice will see the days begin to lengthen. Then watch us celebrate, lighting up Christmas trees, menorahs, and whole festivals of light. In the meantime, keep that flashlight in your smartphone handy. It's getting dark out there.
Bruce Watson is the author of Light, A Radiant History from Creation to the Quantum Age. He lives in Montague, Massachusetts.